Welcome back to the final 23 minutes of the Big Sports Breakfast. We're lucky enough, we're going to be lucky enough to be joined by Brendan Santelab from the Wanderers. I think Brendan's on the line. Are you there, Brendan?
G'day, fellas.
Mate, 4-1 victory. Turn the tide around. You've had a couple of draws, a couple of tough starts, but the Central Coast Mariners, they copped it on the weekend.
Yeah, I think it was coming. Our performances have been really good, and we just haven't been ruthless enough in front of goal, and we certainly were against the Mariners, and hopefully that continues against the Victory this weekend.
It wasn't a drought breaker, mate. It was like the whole dam came rushing down.
Yeah, I think we could add a few more. But in saying that, the Mariners had a couple great chances out of the post as well. So I think defensively we need to tighten up a little bit as well. But obviously great to score goals and get that win that has been, you know, a long time coming since round two.
And you managed to get yourself on the score sheet, as you do most weeks.
Always.
Whether it be with the super sub tag or on a starting lineup. But you got the fourth goal.
Yeah, it's nice to finish off the game in that way. I only had 10, 11, 12 minutes, whatever it was, to try and do something. And we had 10 men at that stage. So the way we finished off the game with 10 men was very impressive. And, you know, I think our fitness level showed that they're at a great level, and it'll only help us into the Victory game.
You lost Jared Tyson for a shoulder charge, and he's going to receive a one-match ban. Adequate replacement sitting on the sidelines?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Redders has been in goals for so many games for us and did so well. And, you know, he's training the house down, and as all our keepers do, and our whole squad, actually, we all train to prepare for the weekend's game, and he'll be ready, there's no doubt about that.
It was a strange one because we had a good chat with Jared Tyson. He's had to wait like 2.5 years, 3 years for this opportunity. You can't doubt his commitment to the cause, Brendan. It was he certainly committed himself to the challenge.
Yeah, he's a special guy and a great goalkeeper as well, and he showed in his performances. You know, he was ready for his opportunity. He waited long enough. So, he's done a great job so far. And, you know, it's a great battle between our two keepers and great competition for the goalkeeping position.
They're one of the glamour sides of the competition, the Victory. How do you guys match up against them?
Well, look, I thought our performance against them earlier on, about a month ago, where we lost 3-0 was very, very good. And the statistics indicated that we should have won the game quite comfortably, which is a bit of a surprise. But, you know, we'll take a lot of confidence from that game down in Melbourne where we lost. They're a great side. We know that Berisha's deadly in front of goal, and we'll have to be tight on him. But, you know, in saying that, I think it's very important to focus on ourselves this weekend. We're at ANZ and, you know, chasing our first home win, which is very important for us.
Yeah, certainly. If there's one thing you've got to improve on from last weekend, what's that?
Last weekend?
Yeah, one thing. You just
have
to...
1-4-1. How much more improvement do you want?
Well,
I was actually going to say 5-1.
Well, look, I can imagine Tony Popovich, he would have seen something in the vision or the footage that would say, look, we were good, but we can do this a little bit better. And when we're taking on the Victory, who we know are probably more capable than Central Coast, then something's got it. We've got to improve on that.
Yeah, 100%. It's all about improving and getting better, and I think each and every game you can find the positives, and also it's important to look at the negatives and what can make you better. So we've already reviewed the game against the Mariners and where we can improve, and we'll look to take that into the game.
All right, fantastic. We urge, and I know ANZ's a great stadium, but you must be missing just that close-up personal experience with your fans at Pirtek. Nothing can be done about that because it's getting knocked down and you're going to end up with a great brand-new home.
Yeah, it's out of our control, really, as players. And, you know, ANZ Stadium, unbelievable stadium and a unique stadium. Played there against Beckham a long time ago and had an incredible crowd, and our derby against Sydney. We had an amazing crowd, and I look forward to a big crowd again on Saturday night. So, yeah, it should be exciting.
Brendan, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck. Saturday night, you take on the Melbourne Victory at ANZ Stadium at 7:50. I hope you get another couple of goals and a win for the Wanderers.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.